From New Year's Day through Saturday, January 9th, birders were feeding the ivory gull that turned up in Canal Park. The bird gorged on salmon, tuna, and other expensive fare, and in exchange provided amazing photo ops for people who'd never had a chance to see, even at a distance, this rare species before. I was within 6 feet of it myself when it dropped down to the sidewalk on the shipping canal breakwater right next to me. Every year I write about how irresponsible it is for birders and photographers to bring pet store mice, gerbils, and other live rodents to the Sac Sim Bog to feed the northern owls visiting there. What's the difference that makes it okay ethically for birders and photographers to feed gulls but not owls? It's a simple matter of biology and bird behavior. Owls are obligate predators of live prey. When they acclimate to humans, and even worse, when they learn to associate us with food, they become far more likely to be killed in collisions with cars and windows, to be reported as nuisance birds, or to be shot. This opinion is not just based on a gut feeling by me. A great many research and conservation organizations, staffed by the most knowledgeable ornithologists, rehabbers, and others with decades of experience with owls, all affirm that feeding owls is unethical and dangerous for owls. No organization with this kind of knowledge and experience with owls endorses feeding them. Fortunately, most northern owls are not particularly disturbed by the presence of large mammals in their natural habitat. They can easily elude bears, and so they're relatively easy to see and photograph when you happen to find them. I've had wonderful opportunities to photograph at close range great gray owls, northern hawk owls, boreal owls, and snowy owls without ever tossing out bait for them. I've even gotten to watch several of these species catching wild prey while I was watching them. Gulls, on the other hand, and especially the ivory gull, are natural scavengers. The American Ornithologists Union and Cornell's Birds of North America's entry for ivory gull states, it is an opportunistic, aggressive, and voracious feeder, and in certain circumstances can be quite tame and easily approached by people. Regarding its food habits, the BNA goes on, quote, like most gulls, an opportunistic feeder. Major prey includes sympagic or ice-associated fish and invertebrates washed onto floes or caught nearby in surface waters. Infrequent sightings originally prompted observers to conclude that ivory gulls were largely dependent on scavenging feces and carcasses of polar bears, whales, walruses, and seals. Inuit hunters in high Arctic regularly observe ivory gulls scavenging marine mammals that hunters have just killed and will readily scavenge bird carcasses when available. However, given remote pelagic habits where species typically forages, reliance on offal and carrion probably exaggerated by early naturalists, end quote. Even if the ivory gull could eke out its own living on Lake Superior in the short term before heading back to the Arctic Ocean, its behavior of checking out the birders for food was not learned here in Duluth. This is the bird's natural inclination. So as far as I'm concerned, there are no ethical caveats about providing nutritious fare for rare gulls, including our ivory gull. Anyone who thinks birders and photographers should apply the exact same rules for owls and gulls is showing an abysmal ignorance of bird behavior and ecology, and a fundamental lack of common sense. There is a difference, and all I can say is, vive la différence. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.